This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The civilian leader of Myanmar's government is vowed to continue supporting a revolution to oust the military that seized power last month's coup as security forces again met protesters with lethal force. Manwin Keng Tan, who is one of the on the run along with the most senior officials from the ruling National League for Democracy Party, addressed the public via Facebook, saying that this is the darkest moment of the nation and the moment that the dawn is close. He was appointed last week as acting vice president by representatives of Myanmar's ousted lawmakers, which is pushing for recognition as the rightful government. It has announced its intention to create a federal democracy, and leaders have been meeting representatives of Myanmar's largest ethnic armed organizations, which already control vast swaths of territory across the country. Some have pledged their support. The junta, which could not be reached for comment Saturday, has declared CRPH illegal and said anyone involved with it could be charged with treason, which carries the death penalty. CRPH has declared the junta a terrorist organization. Afghanistan's Interior Minister Masoud Andarabi says that Afghan troops can hold their ground even if U.S. troops withdraw, challenging a U.S. warning predicting a withdrawal would yield quick territorial gains to the Taliban. Andarabi's comments in an interview Saturday with the Associated Press were the first government reaction to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's warning, issued last weekend in a sharply worded letter to Afghanistan's president. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is turning to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for help managing and caring for record numbers of unaccompanied immigrant children who are streaming into the U.S. from Mexico. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says FEMA will support a government-wide effort over the next 3 months to safely receive, shelter, and transfer minor children who arrive alone at the U.S. southwest border. Government figures show a growing crisis at the border as hundreds of children illegally enter the U.S. daily from Mexico and are taken into custody. London's police department is under scrutiny for the way officers handled some participants at an unofficial vigil for a London woman whose killing has a fellow officer facing murder charges. Hundreds of people disregarded a judge's ruling and police request by gathering at a park Saturday night in honor of Sarah Everard. The 33-year-old last was seen alive nearby on March 3rd. Demonstrators said they wanted to draw attention to the fear many women see as a daily part of British life. Video of Saturday's vigil-turned-rally showed several male officers grabbing hold of several women and pulling them away in handcuffs as onlookers screamed and shouted. Bolivia's restored leftist government has arrested the conservative interim president who led the country for a year. She's one of more than a dozen people in custody or facing arrest as officials pursue those involved in the 2019 ouster of socialist leader Evo Morales, which they regard as a coup. Jeanine Añez was detained in the early morning in her hometown of Trinidad and flown to the capital. She termed the charges abuse and persecution. Saturday's arrest worsens tensions in a South American country already torn by a cascade of perceived wrongs suffered by both sides. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has urged New Yorkers to wait for the facts, but patience is worn thin in the state legislature. That's where leaders in the state assembly have announced an impeachment investigation of Cuomo, a first step toward potentially removing him from office. Cuomo has rebuffed calls to resign and stake his political future in the outcome of an independent investigation by the state attorney general, who is examining allegations the governor sexually harassed or inappropriately touched several male-female aides. The road to any impeachment proceeding is complicated, though, and it could take months to play out. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.